Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Good afternoon, Trinidad and Tobago, and of course, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. It is The Overdrive. In studios with me is Len Capital Certificates, as usual. Of course, I don't know why he didn't come in here for 4:30, so we get a, you know. But we got him in studio. Of course, we're going to be dealing with investments, money, and those type of things. So welcome again, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Mr. Davey. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Glad to have you back. So, I mean, the last time we disappeared from the scene here on radio, we were talking about investments that went down from as low as $1,000. So we started to reach the people working in the supermarket, the CPAP worker. We started to reach the construction guy, the guy who's doing little plumbing work and here or there, that he, too, can invest in Len Capital Certificates. And one of the questions that was asked of me, don't know what to do with that text message, but it had to do with, when I give you my 1,000, what happens after? What is it? Can I give you another 1,000 in the following month? Basically, what I was asking is if every month I can give you $1,000, if that's how it works. So I said, hold on, I cannot answer, but he's going to be here on Thursday.
Yes, definitely.
So we're here.
That's a good question. And, you know, for those listening out, I'll discuss briefly again about the Each One Help One package. Now, the purpose of the package is to help build your wealth. And to be very straightforward, Mr. Davey, if you decide you can make up $1,000 every day and you want to come into the office, do it online, make the deposit directly to the bank, you're free to do so. The contract, however, will state that you can do it once a year. So it really is at your leisure. I've had a couple conversations with investors, persons who've came out already, who are interested in the package. And the thing about it is, you're building your wealth. There's no limit. I'm not going to limit you to say, okay, if you can make $50,000 for the year, that you shouldn't do it. If you can make, for the 6-year period, if you want to do $50,000, it's up to you. So whatever you decide you can put in, you have the ability to do so. Because, as we know, persons earn income different ways. Some of us, the type of jobs we do, where it's seasonal as well. So you don't want to wait till your job may not be in high demand and you don't have that extra cash flow to make the investment, and it's a lot more difficult. So you take advantage of it whenever you can. You feel you can come in and every month and put in that $1,000, you're definitely free to do so.
So it's not something where, but all right, so that contract for 1 year, 1,000.
It's actually a 6-year contract.
So 6 years at 1,000.
At 1,000. But every year you have to put in the base of 1,000 and the service fee, which is $120 for the year.
So if I come in every month, I start off with my figure, 6 years. So that's $6,000. But every month I make a little dollar, I get $1,000 for the next 12 months. And I come in and I deposit 1,000 every month. By the time we reach the 7th month in this year, I would have made $6,000, which would have taken me for my 6-year
for your 6-year period. Right.
But 6 and 6 is 12. And 5, 7 and 5 is 12. Right. So I continue to make payments. Exactly. 1,000 going down to the end of that first year.
Yes.
So in my first year, I would have paid $12,000.
Okay.
What happens then? Because I don't make the first six months. I paid my math's correct. I think the first 6 months, I would have paid my 6,000, but I only signed up for 1,000. But I would have covered my six-year period.
Okay, how it works is that the base amount for the year is $1,000. So, as you just rightly said, it's not about how much you can do within 6 months and then nothing to pay for the 6-year period. You have a base minimum of $1,000 to do for that particular year. So if after you've made your $1,000 payment, you decide to make another $6,000, that will qualify you into your first year, because the goal of this package is to help you build wealth. So you're not going to just build wealth for 6 months, 12 months and say, okay, for the next 5 years, I'm going to just not make any payment towards it because I already have my $6,000 up front and I'm going to leave it. Now, you probably could decide to do it that way if you so desire. But the purpose of building wealth is that it ought to be done every year. So you would pay your $120 on the anniversary of it. And then within that year, you'd go on to making payments towards your package again, if it's $1,000. But there's no time frame. So if your payments were due today, you can pay $1,000 today, and then you can wait till the following year to make the payment of another $1,000.
Hmm. But what is my returns on that, though?
Any amount of money that is put towards your package, you pay the 36% at the end of the 6 years. So if you have, as you said, you have $12,000 within the first year, the next 5 years you just did $1,000, so you now have $17,000, we're going to pay you 36% on that $17,000 that you have with us. Because based on the contract, you'd have had to have done $6,000, which is $1,000 a year over a six-year period. You'd have paid $120 yearly service fee, and that's it.
I find that unfair, though.
Why, though?
Unless I missed something along the way.
Okay, explain.
If I spend... If you're telling me my contract is for 6 years,
right?
$1,000 per year.
Yes, $1,000 is the base amount.
Is my base?
It's a base amount. It's not $1,000 per year. $1,000 is your base amount. So it's what you start with because you're building wealth.
So if I end up with, as you say, $17,000 over the 6 year period,
yes,
I would be paid 35%.
36%.
36% of the $17,000.
Yes.
And if I want to get my $17,000 returned to me after that,
you're free to do so. You can get your $17,000 together with your interest, and that would be the end of it.
What is my interest? The
36% on the $17,000
would be my interest.
Yes, I could give you the numbers very quickly.
Okay.
So that'll be 36% of your $17,000. That will take you to $6,120 plus your initial $17,000 on your package. So you'd walk away with $23,120.
And then I could take my 23 and still start back a fresh $1,000.
Well, you could. You could, but you'd pay the $300 membership fee and then your $120 and then you start all over again.
So how often do I have to pay that membership fee?
Every 6 years. The membership fee lasts for the period of the contract, which would be 6 years.
Which is $300.
$300.
Hmm. So $300 plus a handling fee per annum of $120.
Yes.
And then $1,000 per annum, which is $6,000 over the 6 year period.
Yes. $300 is once for the 6 years, and the $120
is every year.
Every year, annually.
For you all to handle,
yes,
whatever it is.
You have to send documents out to you. You're requesting some more information, you need to come into the office. You know, that $120, and that's just $10 a month. Basically, that's what you'll be paying.
Right, right. Well, okay. I think that clears up for me. What other information you came to share with us here this afternoon?
Well, basically, again, I'm glad you asked those questions about the packages. What I want persons to also remember, the purpose of each One Help One package, as we've discussed, is for not only for the person who works and their income may be very small. You could probably be now starting out. You can get a savings from your parents, or maybe you do odd jobs around the summer, you're still in school. The idea behind it, the concept behind it, is for you to build your wealth. My phone? Sure. Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to David and to your guest, David.
Uh-huh. Good afternoon.
The way you're saving the money and investing is something similar like the credit union?
All right, it's a good question. What he's asking is the way that you're saving and investing, is it something? Because the credit union will tell you, listen, put $1,000 on your shares. We lend in 2-to-1. Mm-hmm. No, that's if you have a job.
Right.
So if you're working in a good job, sustainable enough, you have a sustainable income, they will hit you a 2-to-1 flick.
Mm-hmm.
So you have $1,000 in your shares, you can borrow $2,000.
Okay.
And then it have some credit unions sitting here 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1-to-1.
Right.
So you gotta have
one.
To borrow one.
Well, the concept of this, because it's to build your wealth, we do have the option that after the first year, whatever money you have inside with us. So, for example, if after the first year you have $12,000, we're going to lend you 36% of the value of whatever you have. Now, what that does, however, it voids your contract for the period and you have to restart your 6 years afresh.
What do you mean lend, man? No, you're not talking. So I have. Wait. Back it up. So
okay.
Repeat what you just said.
All right, so you have $12,000 inside.
And that $12,000 is over what period? The 3 year period?
That's over the year. You did that over a year. As you said just now, you came in, you did $1,000.
So you did $1,000. So after the end of the first year?
After the first year, you decide, look, I need some money, I need some cash. You come into Land Capital Certificates. How much money can I borrow against what I have inside? Whatever value of your package, whether it be first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, we're going to lend you 36% of the value of what you have inside. Now, what that does, it voids your contract because the purpose of this contract is to build your wealth over a six-year period. So it's not for you to take loans. It's not for you to borrow against it. It's not for you to take it out at any point or try to get it back. It's to build your wealth. Because as we worked out the numbers, if you started with $1,000 and you religiously did $1,000 every month for 12 months, and then you just did $1,000 for the additional 5 years, that's $23,120. But when you borrow from it, you take away from the value of it, and you take away the value from you building your wealth, because that is the purpose of the package. It is not only, it's not just a savings account, or it's not just a putting money to the side. Yeah, we could take the course. That's
all
fine.
Right. No, I just the design.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Davey, I again. I want to ask a guest.
Mm-hmm.
In your past, what become of your money?
You have the option to put beneficiaries on your packages. In most instances, we advise all our customers to do at least 2 beneficiaries based on the ages. Sometimes it's grandchildren, sometimes it's children, sometimes it's relatives or friends. So you put at least 2 beneficiaries. We would take their IDs and just, you know, some information about them, cell phone numbers, emails, maybe Facebook pages, that we can reach out to them in the event of your passing. The packages.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You have experience about credit union?
Yes, someone.
Okay, if you're dying, what become of your money in the credit union?
Same protocols apply. You know, when you open those accounts, it's incumbent upon you to inform the credit union of your beneficiary. Most of the times, it will go to your next of kin if you do not tell them. So if you're a married person and you pass, it automatically goes to your wife.
I can't remember. There's a clause in the credit union. I don't know if it's an accident or you die, your money double up.
Well, that varies, I believe, from credit union to credit union and what they offer you.
But what I'm trying to say, the service you're offering and comparing with the credit union, the people have a choice.
Oh, you want to know if he's... Well, the service I am getting, the impression I'm getting from Lend Capital Certificates is not... they're not a lending institution. They're not a credit union.
No, we're not.
They are an investment brokerage company. They're investors. They're helping you, as he said, to build your wealth. So it's a form of savings, if you want to break it down real fine, like fine sand. It's a form of savings where with interest.
Are they lending you your money to do investment or taking your own money?
No. Nobody lends you money to invest like that. You have to have your base capital. And the minimum that they have brought it down to is $1,000 over per annum for a 6-year period. Right, so every year you can make one payment of $1,000 plus your 120 handling fee, and you would have paid on your inauguration $300 for membership.
Correct.
So you're looking at a package on your first day when you enter the arrangement of $1,420, $3 towards the membership, $120 towards your handling fee for that first year, and your initial payment of $1,000. Now going forward for the next 5 years after that, which will make up your 6, eventually, you'll be paying $1,120 per annum. But your investment will be $1,000. The $120 excess would be a handling fee. Now, you gotta understand what the guy is saying.
Okay, I will listen off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, you're welcome. So, I mean, what I think they wanna know, I mean, when you come into Lend Capital Certificates, you have to tell them.
Yes.
I mean, they're gonna ask you. The form of the contract will have that. A beneficiary or next of kin. You can fill out those fields.
It's on the form. First thing we put it, it's on the form. You have the option. Some persons put up to 4 beneficiaries.
Yeah.
They can even put the percentage that they want given out. So they may have 3 grandchildren. They decide, I want this one 30%. The other 2 can get 40 and
whatever it is.
Yeah, they work it out accordingly.
Right. So that's affordable. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Is my money insured in case something should happen to the company? And how old is this company, please? Thank you.
All right. So they want to know if their money is insured. We have about 5 minutes to answer those questions.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned before, no, we don't do insurance on investments because of, again, investments and insurance is oxymorons. So our company does not do insurance on investments, as well as it's not a requirement by us because of the way in which we do our business.
Mm.
What was the second question?
How long has Lend Capital Certificates
Lend Capital Certificates has been in operation for over 4 years.
All right, just over 4 years,
yeah.
Heading towards their 5th year. Now, when you say so people's money are, I mean, not secured, as it were? That is the question I think she was asking. Is my money secured when I'm investing in Lend capital certificates.
Now, you see, the thing about it, you have to understand what an investment is.
Mm-hmm.
And before you decide to make an investment, as we discussed already, you need to know what is your risk factor. If you decide, for example, if everyone should know by now about the crash of the bank in the US,
yeah,
right? They had insurance. But when you have that insurance, it's only for a particular amount. To me, the better option is to invest in a company that knows what they're doing and understand the basis of what they're doing, as opposed to wondering, look, if I lose my money, am I going to get it back? That's all everyone is concerned about, as opposed to what is the company doing? What directions are they taking? Who are the board of directors? What is the vision of the company? Which is the more important structure than studying, okay, well, look, do I want insurance? Because there are, no offense to anyone listening, there are insurance companies that you can just go and take out insurance if that's what you want.
Now, investment, I think people need to understand as well, it's a risk. It's like going on Wall Street and trying to get into that market.
Yeah, I know you can do it over your phone, on your computer.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you invest, you do run the risk of losing.
Yes.
Or gaining. It depends on what type of risk taker you are and how much you're willing to put out. Anybody who starts a business, it's a risk you're running.
Everything
is a risk.
The radio station is a risk. We're not sure. I always wonder that. Is there a way for you to tell while we're live, apart from, you know, Facebook Live with the numbers and YouTube Live, could you tell how many persons are listening on the radio?
There are ways that they have been able to do it over the years, but let's be practical about it. We are sitting here right now. We can only check what's happening on the socials. So, I mean, somebody's walking down on their cell phone listening. Could we count that person unless we can get that number off there?
Exactly.
We got to get it off of something.
Exactly.
Or we do a survey and we ask questions out there and people say, well, yeah, I listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people need to understand when it comes to surveys as well, what you listen to during the day and what your favorite station is two different things.
Different questions, yeah.
And people might say, well, why you say that? Because if you ask somebody, what do you listen to every day? But they work in a particular institution that plays that. So they say, every day I listen to this. Because where I'm working, that's all they play.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. Yes, correct.
But then if you ask, what's your favorite station, then you get a different answer.
A different answer, yeah.
So the survey is based on what people are hearing when the day comes, not what they're listening to when the day comes, not what they fancy and what they favor.
Yes.
Because whatever you're listening to is where I want to put my ad. Because you're listening to that, I want to put my... Is it right?
It's
investments are one and the same. So
yes.
When you make an investment into Lend Capital Certificates, it's really a risk you're taking, but a calculated one.
Yes, it is. And apart from that, when you look at the Each One Help One package, now usually how it works with any investment across the board, the interest is not added up. The purpose of the Each One Help One package to build your wealth adds the interest, which is why at the end of the 6-year period, you get 36%, as opposed to just getting 6% on the total amount. Because it's to help you build your wealth. So, as you said, I like your example, I do 12,000 for the first year. I had a great first year. But the other 5 years, I didn't do so good. I was still able to make my $1,000. But at the end of it all, I'm able to walk away with $6,120
mm-hmm.
of interest, passive income that I, just because my money was there, because I paid my service fee, my yearly service fee, mm-hmm. and I had my money there and during the 6-year period, I'm able to walk away with $6,120.
And that is what you all need to know and need to understand. Of course, I'm going to make sure that you get in here a little earlier next week.
Yes, no
I mean,
problem.
We have 15 minutes with you and it's fly real fast. So I'm willing to, you know, get a lecture on that way.
I appreciate
John
that.
John coming early, all right? So we're about 20 seconds away from the news at 5 o'clock. We want to say much love and thanks going to Lend Capital Certificates. He's going to be here definitely next week, Thursday, God's Pay Alive. Same time, right here with me on The Overdrive to discuss investments and your money.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.